Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, on occasion, significant cattle business is put off until the last day of the week, at which time a flurry of activity takes place. This is one of those weeks. Feedlots have been holding out for packers to put some higher digits on their bids. Bids have been hovering around $112, while futures are showing $4 higher. This has been giving feedlots the resolve to hold out in the anticipation buyers will be more aggressive as they need to procure cattle for processing. Trades not expected to take place all the way up to $116, but likely some middle ground could be found. Hog futures are rolling over, relieving an overbought market situation. Weights are higher than a year ago, putting more pork in the market, yet weights have recently been decreasing from the beginning of the year. Strong exports and December cold storage are showing strong demand, with belly stocks substantially lower than a year ago, which should keep support under the market. Now, gains in wheat contracts overnight, although it hasn't paid to stick with overnight price direction this week. Wheat price action has been about as bad as any in the ag room, failing to hold gains amid a dearth of bullish news. Traders seem tired of rehashing the same export restrictions from the same exporters, but spring weather remains a long way off. Weekly export sales were okay at 13.9 million bushels versus the 10.2 needed weekly to hit the USDA's export forecast. Strong buying in corn overnight with futures trying to close higher for the fifth session in a row. March corn was able to register a new contract high for the second day in a row on Thursday, pushing to $5.50 and a half before giving back nearly the entire session's gains as heavy selling hit wheat and soybeans. And solid overnight gains across the soy complex, but early morning direction has had little bearing on day session activity this week. Overnight buying is being led by soybean oil, which is up more than 2% following Malaysian palm, which closed up about 3%. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, February live cattle down 45 cents yesterday, 116. April up 7, 122.70. March feeder cattle down 27 cents, 139.80. April down 40 at 142.67. February hogs down 62 at 69.95. Kansas City wheat, March down 10 and 3 quarters at 626. May's down 10 cents at 629 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 11 and a quarter at 647. May's down 10 and a quarter at 647 and a half. March corn's up a half penny, 534 and a half. May up 1 cent. 536 and a quarter. March soybeans up 21 and a half at 1353 and a quarter. May's up 21 and three quarter cents, 1351 and a half cent. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.